The Grammy Awards will be presented on Wednesday. In the Best Original Cast Recording category, 3 out of the 5 albums nominated were released by Ghostlight Records. Never heard of them? Well, they're one of a handful of independent labels that are keeping the Cast album alive. Jeff London reports.
Broadway star Sherry Renee Scott says original Cast albums, recorded by the major record labels, were an important part of her childhood.
For me, growing up in Kansas, going to New York and seeing a show was like asking my parents to go to the moon. I mean, they'd never even flown in an airplane. So hearing a Cast album was the only access I had to seeing a show.
I've been kind of missing Mom and Daddy. Sort of been a spin since Cincinnati. The morning flight, a major bore, but then they open the cabin door and zoot alore. Here I am.
Now, kids in Kansas and everywhere else can hear Sherry Renee Scott in the Grammy-nominated original Cast recording of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. But the album is on Ghostlight Records, a tiny label Scott and her husband Kurt Deutsch own. That a big Broadway hit would wind up on a small independent label says a lot about changes in the economics of the recording industry. For years, Cast albums were a pretty big business, and shows like Hello, Dolly! And Man of La Mancha could make the Billboard charts right next to the Beatles.
To dream the impossible dream.
But in the past decade or so, the major labels have been releasing fewer and fewer original Cast albums, says Brian Druttman, senior director for Decca Broadway.
The average Broadway Cast recording costs about $400,000. It's not inexpensive, and it will take, even selling tremendously well, it can take upwards of a year to recoup its initial investment. So the large record companies don't go into these things lightly.
The original Cast album of Wicked has been defying gravity for Decca Broadway. Since it was released in December of 2003, the Grammy winner has sold almost 700,000 copies. But while Decca and the other major labels are looking for the next blockbuster, labels like Ghostlight Records have been picking up the slack. Owners Sherry Renee Scott and Kurt Deutsch began the business in their second bedroom, selling albums over the internet. Now they've recorded Broadway hits like the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Deutsch says he and Scott don't expect instant profits.
I look at it as if it's an annuity, in that you've got something that initially is going to be a very, very steady seller. And if it's a hit, like something like Dirty Rotten or Spelling Bee, you know, it's going to first start on Broadway, and then it'll have a national tour, and then it'll play in community theaters, and then students are going to hear it, and it'll be done in high schools. And so it's something that will sell forever.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning.
Deutsch says he convinced Broadway producers to record on his label by changing the standard business model. Where companies like Decca Broadway finance and own their recordings, Deutsch convinced producers to pay for the discs themselves.
Just like they invest in a show, they would invest in their album. So that if money was made from that album, they would reap the benefits from it. And they don't have to give it away. It's just another asset that they have.
It was a blast, it was a ball, it was a gas. I loved it all, because I was hanging with a man and as a blood.
Kurt Deutsch says an original Cast recording can help a show market itself. The producers of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels gave away 50,000 copies of the Cast album to everyone who came to see the show for the first couple of months.
It made the box office jump, I think, like 5 or 6%. You know, and that's an invaluable tool.
Ghostlight isn't the only small label recording Cast albums. Philip Chafin and Tommy Krasker run PS Classics out of their house in Bronxville, New York. They started 5 years ago, putting out solo cabaret albums and small musicals. After they released a recording of the songs of Maury Yeston, he called Krasker about an upcoming Broadway revival of his show 9, starring Antonio Banderas.
And he said, well, why don't you put in a bid for the Cast album? And we went, oh, come on, we're a little label. We operate out of our home. We're not going to put in a bid. And Maury's very persistent. He said, no, absolutely, put in the bid, and we'll see if other labels put in the bid. So we thought, okay, We had to even find out how you put in a bid.
Being just me is so easy to be when I'm only with you. Open inside and with nothing to hide from your view.
Nine earned PS Classics its first Grammy nomination. After that experience, Krasker says opportunities to record cast albums began to flow. Their current bestseller is a revival of Fiddler on the Roof, and they forged an alliance with the leading composer of the American musical stage, Stephen Sondheim.
Johnny Booth was a handsome devil, got up in his rings and fancy silks. Had him a temper but kept it level. Everybody called him Wilkes. Why did you do it, Johnny? Nobody agrees.
The Tony Award-winning revival of Sondheim's Assassins earned PS Classics a second Grammy nomination.
Getting to do that magnificent production of Assassins was an absolute thrill for me, and I confess, I get a thrill every time I see it in the record stores.
Johnny lived with a grace and glitter, kind of like the lives he lived on stage.
Both labels say they're proud not only of the large productions they've preserved on disc, but some of the smaller ones, like Jason Robert Brown's The Last 5 Years. The show itself only ran for a short time off Broadway, but the recording has proved more successful, says Sherry Renee Scott.
Theater is not forever and ever. It's for the moment, and so cast albums are particularly important for smaller shows because it's the only thing that lives on. And so Last 5 Years, the first cast album that we did, it's kept that show alive. Productions are being done around the world because of that cast album.
And goodbye until tomorrow. Goodbye until the next time you call.
Tommy Krasker says there's plenty of room for all the labels, big and small.
As long as there's a spam a lot, as long as there's something coming to town with a giant advance and a real buzz, you know, the major record labels, God, I don't even mean that to sound crass because it's not supposed to, but the major record labels will always leap to those. That's going to happen. I think where the independents are definitely filling that void, though, is in the things that might not get recorded.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And you can hear music from Ghostlight Records' Grammy-nominated albums on our website, npr.org.